Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's property all the way on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can't believe you didn't buy an apartment in South Dock off the plans. Fiona underscore only way is up said she got her hands on two penthouses on Kennedy Quay even before the plans were published this week, because when you know the right people, you know the right people. Do you know that kind of a way? Poppy underscore Tote Sustainable posted a gif of a crying polar bear and said, property is totally choogy biatches. Anyone who's anyone on the Douglas Road has gone gangbusters for saving the planet. Check out this photo of my new €850 yoga mat made from recycled children's flip-flops in the slums of Mumbai. We gave her the standard six-week ban for being a total buzz wrecker. And then Blonid underscore Coupla Fuckle said she just had a panic attack because Roxy underscore Toned Calves told her that the best apartments in the new development were almost gone. And if you bought one now, you could end up next to someone from Ballincollig. I totally deserve one of those apartments. They're perfect for town. So do you know who I need to talk to before they go down to the dregs? Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, did you buy one of those new apartments in South Docks? She said, you must be joking. I said, why? She said, who in their right minds would want an uninterrupted view of the north side?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Isn't it the way that I can't resist a man with an English accent? It's an awful fecking affliction because most of them would bore the knickers off you and not in a good way, says you. I've been in counselling for it and everything because flinging yourself at Brits isn't exactly encouraged in North Cork. Half the Ludramans up here are still fighting the War of Independence in their tiny minds. The counsellor told me that I'm probably attracted to Brits because I watched too much news round on BBC after my father connected to the illegal signal booster being beamed across the border by the good-for-nothings in Skeptoglyn. Anyway, aren't I having a thing at the moment with this Clive who moved to West Cork from London? I met him in Skibbereen yesterday morning, and didn't he bring me to some class of a sing-song on the main street? I thought nothing of it until Berna sent me a WhatsApp there saying, I see you're an anti-vaxxer now, along with a video of me singing along with the hippies below on Skib. Jesus, I only went down for a bit of nookie and now I'm known as COVID Rosie from here to Kishkame. How can I cure my Brit talk affliction? Rosaline, Bala Desmond, double vaxxed and well on for the booster.
My friend is an expert in sexual perversions. We call her Mile High Miriam. I rang her there and said, how do you cure someone who gets turned on by English accents? She said, Boris Johnson.
Guten Tag. I turned on the telly during the week and there was a cowboy on the roof of Croke Park talking about his concert. So I looked him up online, Garth Brooks, singing Friends in Low Places. Well, I have friends in low places too, the Netherlands. But no one wants to see me singing about them in a huge stadium. As for the line dancing that seems to accompany the music, that looks like something out of a before and after video for a frontal lobotomy. I should warn you, if words get out that you paddies are crazy for this Garth Brooks, it will destroy your reputation as a nation of cultured intellectuals. What can be done? Jürgen, Berlin, and Ballincollig.
Irish people are cultured intellectuals. They say Germans don't have a sense of humour.
How are you going on? I was talking to Sean Mack from the road below last week, and didn't he tell me about this new thing, the NFT? according to himself anyway, that's a non-fungible token, which is basically a way you can sell a photo for a fortune to some clown of a yank, allowing him to feel like God Almighty himself, because no one else can own the photo after that. What the name of Cromwell will they think of next? So, didn't I take a photo of my dog Christy there and then, and showed it to Sean Mack from the road below? He said, "'Geez, not bad for the first time. What you need now is a cute name. Why not try Jesus Christy for the bit of crack?" Well, long story short, Audrey, thanks to some idiot in Wisconsin, I now have 11 million euro in Bitcoin. Unfortunately, I also have a letter from a solicitor representing Sean Mack from the road below saying that 5.5 million of that is his, seeing as he was the one that came up with the name, Jesus Christy. Do you know the name of a good solicitor at all? Dan Paddy Andy head out beyond Dunmanway for exactly 7 minutes until you come across a man taking a photo of his shoes.
My aunt is always in trouble. I rang her there and said, "Would you recommend a good solicitor?" She said, "No, you're much better off with an evil one."
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.